Well, finally today, to space. It's being likened to a murder mystery millions of years in the making. A team of Australian and US scientists has discovered that a violent flare shot through the Milky Way and was felt 200,000 light years away. Now they're rethinking just how our galaxy evolved, as Gavin Coote explains. Under the Milky
Way tonight. Right in the centre of our galaxy, the Milky Way, is a supermassive black hole, more than 4 million times bigger than the Sun. It's always been considered to be pretty inactive, a bit like a dormant volcano or a sleeping monster. But the discovery of a violent event 3.5 million years ago has now turned this idea on its head. Professor Lisa Kewley is an astrophysicist at the Australian National University.
We see black holes having this sort of activity in other galaxies. We just didn't think it would happen in our own galaxies.
She's among a team of scientists who found evidence of a cataclysmic flare that shot through the Milky Way and was felt 200,000 light years away. Joss Bland-Hawthorne from the University of Sydney has led the study and likens the flare to a giant lighthouse beam.
They flicker on and off, almost like when your flashlight is packing up, like when the battery power is dropping out and you sort of see it flicker. It's kind of like that. The lighthouse beams are flickering over thousands of years.
And really, 3.5 million years ago isn't all that long ago. If some of our ancestors were walking around the Earth at that point.
Yes, the galaxy may be 12, 13 billion years old. So 3.5 million years ago, they have these cave people, if you will, ape-like ancestors that were walking across the continent of Africa. And if they had looked towards the horizon in the direction of the constellation of Sagittarius, they would have seen these enormous lighthouse beacons, as it were, going right across the sky.
The discovery is creating plenty of excitement in astronomy circles. Swinburne University astronomer Alan Duffy says it shows our galaxy is just as dynamic and perhaps violent as its cosmic neighbours.
It really is a murder mystery where you piece together individual clues and you reveal this violent event in the past.
And Alan Duffy says it's not just the evolution of the Milky Way that's now up for reinterpretation.
It's also telling us that these objects, in the process of growing, these supermassive black holes actually challenge our most fundamental understandings in astronomy.
Brad Tucker is a research fellow at the Mount Stromlo Observatory in the ACT. He says it's no wonder this 3.5 million-year-old puzzle has taken a while to solve.
And ultimately, it's actually kind of hard to see our galaxy. Because you have to look through our galaxy, there's a lot of stuff in our way. So we need big telescopes and sensitive instruments. You know, this is a fairly fundamental question of to how our Earth and our solar system survive, especially if, you know, there's a big black hole emitting a whole bunch of stuff that emits radiation and therefore can affect the habitability of planets in that galaxy. So it's all really related, but yet still very hard.
For Lisa Kewley, who helped discover this cataclysmic flare, it's hoped they'll be able to predict future similar events.
We can take a look at the other galaxies that are having quite active supermassive black hole events and then, you know, what we've learned from those galaxies and perhaps apply it to the Milky Way as well. So it changes a lot of what we know about the Milky Way and also the surrounding environment of the Milky Way.
That's astrophysicist Lisa Kewley. Gavin Coote, our reporter.